101.5. It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
I'm so confused by this one. So, Chris, you met Tessa at a block party, but y'all have gone out a couple of times.
Yeah. You know, after the block party, I asked her out. We ended up going out to lunch, and that went well. So I took her to my family's cookout. That pretty much was our second date. Everything there seemed to be pretty good. Even my mom liked her.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're already introducing her to your family and it's like date two, then you know that you are, you know, you have feelings for this person or you like them a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's really cute, really nice, and we had a lot of fun. So I thought that was a good, good next step. But she's not getting back to me.
Who all was at this barbecue? Was it like all of your family? Was it friends? Because I'm wondering if maybe someone was a little tipsy at a Labor Day barbecue and took her aside and maybe told some unflattering stories about your past,
oh,
maybe?
Oh, man.
That could be. It sounds a lot like my family.
Yeah.
My brothers are there, and I have three brothers. My mom and a couple of uncles were there.
Oh, wow. So it was a big get together.
Yeah, we do it every year.
Okay.
I'm a little worried. I feel like that's going to be it. Somebody took her aside and told her some unflattering things.
But then why wouldn't she just have said that to him?
Because it could have been something really bad that she just didn't even want to talk about.
I mean, did you rob a bank?
I don't know. Well, let's find out. We're going to get Tessa on the phone. Are you ready?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so just a reminder, you don't have to do anything. Miguel and I will do the talking. We will try and figure out why she has not been calling you back.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tessa?
Yeah.
Hey, Tessa, this is Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5. Is it okay if we have your permission to chat with you on the radio right now?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, here's the thing, Tessa. So we have actually been in contact with Chris, whom we know that you guys went out, you know, a couple of times, and he said that you've been having a great time. I hate to ambush you, but not really, because you kind of ghosted him, and we're trying to figure out where you've been.
We went on a couple dates. the first one was nice. Like, he seemed really cool. And we met at a block party in the neighborhood, and we went out to lunch, and we had a good time. He seemed really nice. And then he invited me to, like, a family, like, cook thing, like, cookout. And he and his family are just so awful. They're so rude to each other.
I mean, so when you say that they're rude and mean to each other, I mean, what were they, slapping each other in the face? What were they doing?
Well, no, they were calling each other really awful names and just being like mean for no reason. And then their mother, like, you know, him and his brothers are being, you know, all mean. And it's like, you know, if you want to be mean to your brothers, whatever. But then their mom, like, dropped a platter of like, you know, food, like a chicken or something. I don't remember, but they called her a dumb bitch. All of them, collectively. Yeah.
Ooh.
Wait. Hello.
Wait. Hey, Tessa, we actually have Chris on the phone right now. Chris!
Let's hear from Chris.
Are you really calling the lady who birthed you a B-word?
That sounds way worse than it actually is. That's just how these guys are. We joke around like that. That's what we do.
What? No, I'm sorry. There's, like, no excuse. You can say whatever you want to your brothers. You can be rude and say awful things to each other, but that's your mother. Like, that's so disrespectful.
Oh, come on. You need to lighten up. If you're going to have, like, a stick like this.
Are you serious right now? Are you kidding me? If you treat your mother like that, I would never date somebody like that. I'm sorry, but, like, if you treat her like that, how are you going to treat me? Like, I don't want to be called a dumb bitch. I don't care.
Well, listen, good luck calling a real man, like, you know, or finding a real man that's going to, like, rock you to sleep at night, you big
Jesus, not a match.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off.
Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only.
Only on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.